So I'm from Warrnambool, but also from Western Australia. So I'm at Bunjumara and Noongar. I'm here now residing at Dame Phyllis Frost Centre, but I'm a bit of an artist, and and like a lot of sports. Been a state champion runner, and my dad's in the sports family, like we're Roses as well as Austins.
How do you keep in contact with your family from while you're in here?
Well, I ring every day because we're really close. So and otherwise it's just writing letters and.
Okay, so a lot of letter writing.
Yeah, a lot of letter writing.
It's a real old-fashioned way of communicating, isn't it?
Yeah,
Taking that time to write a letter.
Yeah.
And sending photographs back and
forth. Yeah, I've got photos, all over my wall. Yeah.
And it's really important to keep connected with your family while you're inside. It's a way of keeping...
Yeah, that's one of the main factors. It's a big factor to keep in tune with your family.
Yeah, and that's keeping you in contact with your culture too. Tell us a bit about some of your artworks. Are they going to be up for
NATO? Yeah, so like I've got... But my art is about spirit dreaming, and like it's just like tiniest little dots, so it's taken me like 3-4 months. Yeah, and then I've got work of turtles and my main ones are snakes and eggs and that. So I believe it connects me to my Uncle Jock Austin and Uncle Banjo Clark, when they used to tell stories about eeling, and when we used to go down to catch eels and then come back and cook them up at Framingham Mission. And so, they used to just sit in the water, and the water was that clear that you could just virtually pick the eels out, so, and then he used to tell the story,
You got children on the outside?
Yeah, I've just got one son. I've got a son, Lawrence Austin. He's a singer-songwriter, and he writes his own music, and he's wrote a song about reconciliation, and so we'd just like to get it out there.
Yeah. Does he get his voice from you?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, he sort of does.
Oh.
He sort of does. Yeah,
that's right, Monster's dad.